Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Another win for the softball team yesterday over the Hebrew home. I try not to think about my personal performance. It's all about the team, and I did drive in a run at one point, so... I mean, I got to figure out this yips thing.
He legged out a double play ball. He did. He absolutely drove it a run.
It was almost a double play.
It was almost a double
but
play.
But it wasn't.
That would have been your second double play.
It would have been, yeah. Listen,
it's embarrassing, honestly.
you're telling me.
Yeah.
I'm the guy who's living it.
I mean, even Al said to me.
Al's been playing great.
Al's been playing awesome. I'm very proud of Al, and I think Al is basically taking this year's softball schedule very seriously, and I can tell by the way he's playing third base, but you.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Oh, man.
It's been brutal.
Well, you threatened his playing time, and he responded.
He did. I did. I told him. I said, look, man, I need you out there making plays.
As it turned out, not much.
No, he actually
threat.
Caught the ball with his bare hand, and he came into the dugout and said to me, and he showed me his little cut on his fingertip. He goes, I played that ball with my bare hand, and I still made the play. And I was like, yeah, that's great.
Drew a little blood under the nail.
What do you want, a medal? Well, I mean, all right, that's what you're supposed to do.
Sympathy.
I think he wants to be put on the DL is what he wants.
I was looking for a breather.
I don't know, man. I'm telling
Ouch.
You. Al wants to be out there. He's into it.
He likes playing.
He's into it.
I'm into it when it's playing the staff of the Hebrew home, which are not heavy hitters, versus, you know, the Rob Manfred stacked team where dudes are going to be hitting line drives.
No, that's not true. That did not happen last year. That didn't happen last year.
It wasn't the same team from the year prior. That's true. It
was
not.
I don't know about
that. I mean, the year prior, they brought the bus, and the guys got off like a professional softball team.
Yeah, it was like 24-2 or something.
Right. That was embarrassing.
Yeah, well, that's because our outfield kept running into each other.
Yeah, but they hit a million home runs.
And Kirshner was like out there running around like a freaking honey badger.
And last year, it was close, and then we had that play, and that's where you hurt your foot again.
Yes. Well, that was another bad throw from the outfield.
Yes.
That's why.
Of course. Eddie almost broke a guy's leg last night at a play at the plate. I mean, you blocked the plate, and then you just threw all of your body weight right into this guy's knee. He was limping the rest of the game.
Good. Well, they claim that he touched. I don't know.
I never saw him touch the plate at all.
I mean, no, no
if
way.
He would have touched the plate, he would have had to goose me because my butt was covering the entire plate.
I don't know how you got yourself contorted in the position that you were, and that's why I went out and argued with the umpire last night. Because I thought you did a hell of a job blocking the plate. But then again, I guess in softball, you can block the plate. I guess that's the way it works.
Of course. There's no rule.
Yeah. No.
But I got to figure out this yips thing, man. I don't know. It didn't happen to me the first game. I don't know what happened. I just lost it. Totally lost it.
You were wide and left.
It was all
it was
mental.
Ridiculous, man. Honestly, it was so
I heard you yelling.
I mean, yelling? It's a mental thing.
I was down the line having a catch with my son, and all I hear from you is, I'm standing right here.
Yeah.
Throw it here. Turn around. I'm like, what the hell is going on?
I was yelling. I thought I was just talking to him.
No, you were yelling.
Oh, okay, sorry about that, Gio.
No, it's fine. I mean, I deserved it. I got to figure it out. I don't know what's going on. I need like a sports psychologist.
Hey, can I ask you guys a question? So New Jersey spent all this money and all these years, right, to get the sports gambling in their state.
Yes.
Yet Delaware seems like they're the state that's ready to ramp it up and rock and roll as they opened yesterday. And when you take a look at some of the boards and some of the places that they got set up already, what is Jersey doing?
I don't know. Monmouth Park will be awesome once it's
I thought they were supposed to be open by
they're
now.
Not allowed yet. I think they're shooting for Friday. There was some sort of blockage with the state again.
Blockage.
I believe there was, yeah.
Blockage.
Well, I mean, Delaware also had some form of it, too, prior to this. So they just had to expand it.
Basically went down this road, spent all this money.
Well, it hasn't been that long.
Yes, it has. It's been like seven or 8 years.
I'm talking about since the Supreme Court decision.
But I just want to say, how is Delaware up and running already? I mean, they got the TV set up. They got the big board set up and everything.
I would imagine that's probably a racetrack, too, with some of the video that we've seen.
Yeah.
I mean, you got that already set.
It's not like they built that thing in the last week.
Like Monmouth Park has that.
What?
Monmouth Park has that.
Okay.
So if you go to Monmouth Park, especially once the sports betting is legal, You can hang out inside Monmouth Park without going out by the track.
They better get it done by Friday.
And it will look like an amazing sports
park. I bet we've got a Triple Crown being run for on Saturday. And now I know that would also bring a lot of people to Monmouth Park anyway.
Yep.
But think about how much more money they would make if they have this thing open by Friday.
You're right. You go bet the weekend of baseball.
And Saturday. Let's go.
Basketball.
Let's crank it up.
Exactly right.
People making NFL bets and everything already. You know, it's pretty interesting. Lockenford talked to somebody that was a part of the whole situation down there in Delaware, one of the, executives and everything. He goes, look, at the end of the day, it's great to be open first, and this is historic for all of us. He goes, but Maryland will be going down this road very shortly, so will New Jersey, and, our take on all of this will dwindle. He goes, I'm not really sure how much it will make, but at the end of the day, we'll probably end up getting about 10% of the book in the local area.
They're going to make a lot of money. That's all you need to know.
Yeah, everybody's going to make a lot of money on this, except the people that are gambling.
Right? I know who's not going to make a lot of money on it.
Who's that?
The leagues. The leagues are not going to get any of it.
Well, they shouldn't.
They're not going to get one piece of it.
Yeah.
At least from New Jersey, I can almost guarantee you that. And the other thing I told you that was not going to happen was I told you the Yankees were not going to be on Sunday Night Baseball.
Yeah, they were able to figure that out.
Figure it out. The Yankees said, hey, we're not doing it, so we're not, figure something else out. So they're going to go, as you said, Dodgers Angels.
All right, Jerry, what else you got over there,
All right,
we're
brought to you by Carrier. Turn to the experts. You mentioned the Yankees, and here's how things went for them in Toronto. It was really a well-pitched game. You had Sabathia and Estrada. It was a 1-0 game. Teoscar Hernandez homered to give the Blue Jays a lead, and then you had Miguel Andujar in the seventh.
Bases loaded, no one out. Andujar, 1-for-2. Pitch swung on. There goes deep left. It is high. It is far. It is gone. It's a grand slam. The do can do. And getting Miggy with it. He grand slams deep to left. And the Yankees down 1-0. Now take a 4-1 lead.
That's John Sterling on the fan. Yay. And 7-2 would be the final, as they would also get a home run in this game as well from Aaron Hicks, a 3-run shot in the eighth. CC Sabathia, 7 innings, his third win. 2 runs, 3 hits, 6 strikeouts. How about this stat? This is since the start of 2017, 10-0 with an ERA of 2.7 and 16 starts after a Yankee loss.
Yeah, I heard Susan say that last night. You know, the other thing, too, watching a little bit of the replay this morning, the relief pitcher that came in for Toronto, right? Se-young Oh, I think his name is, right?
I think that's how you pronounce it, yeah.
I mean, he was sweating. I don't know if you saw it. He was sweating, and he did not want to throw strikes. And then I guess, obviously, Andujar, knowing that he had just walked the previous batter, is like, okay, I know he's going to groove one. And not only did he groove one, Andujar was like all over it.
Yeah.
That's a rookie, guys. That is a rookie getting in the box. And you say, I know he's coming right over the. And
I'm swings hard, too. I mean,
that's why you swing at
incredible.
The first pitch. You know, the other night.
I agree.
Remember the other night it was Gardner who had the same kind of situation. And the previous, I think, batter walked. And then Gardner got up there and he just missed. And he popped up the left field. And everybody's like, why are you swinging at the first pitch?
The best pitch you're going to see.
That's exactly right. That's why you swing at that first pitch. Because you know that pitcher on the mound is sweating his ass off. And he just wants to get a strike.
Here was Boone. Andujar, ridiculous. He leads all rookies now with 29 extra base hits.
It's been really impressive, obviously. And he's been so important to what we've been able to do.
And here was Andujar on the post game, happy to contribute.
I feel really good because I hurt my thing and, hurt CeCe because throw the really good game tonight, and I feel good for that.
You're right. The Blue Jays pitcher is just glistening.
You know what I like about Andujar? You know, see how he talked about CeCe Sabathia?
Yeah.
That's, you know what that is? That's those young guys that respect the older guys in the team because they're winning and they're all being a part of it.
He's also speaking English too, exclusively in these interviews. So yeah, that's not something he was doing earlier. So I got the ultimate respect for those guys. I could never do that. I mean, just switch languages during a season and be able to communicate.
Go play in Japan.
Like
good luck.
Oh, I know. So I got a lot of respect for those guys. I just wonder what the translator thinks. Like, is he happy for them or is he upset because he might not have a job?
He's gonna be fired soon.
Yeah, right. I mean, is he like, hey, good job, but wait a second. not so fast.
Sonny Gray takes on the immortal Sam Gravilio tonight. We'll have it on the fan at 6:35. The Yankees did announce Jordan Montgomery Tommy John surgery tomorrow, so that's certainly a hit for them. Speaking of hits, the Mets don't get many these days, but the Orioles opened the game yesterday with a hit, another hit, and then Manny Machado came up.
And a comebacker goes behind Frazier's back, and then off the glove of Cabrera. That's going to bring in the game's first run. Mancini is in. Jones goes to third. And the Orioles, three batters into the game, have a 1-0 lead.
Shocking. Gary Cohen on SNY. They would tack on one more with the sac fly, and then the Met pitching held them down the rest of the way. The problem is, right now, the Mets' offense is a big fat zero. They lost 2-1 to the now 18-41 Orioles. Just brutal. Alex Cobb, 6 innings, 2-hit ball for the win. His second win of the season. He struck out 7 on the night. Here was Mickey Callaway. So how do you get the offense going?
Yeah, I think we have to try to create some runs, you know, like Nim did.
He bunted. This the one inning where they got the run with the sack fly. He bunted to move the runner over and wound up getting on base because of an error. He was pushed off the base, pulled off the base. But that was it. After that, there was nothing else. He says, Mickey Callaway says, we need to get back to being good dirt ball readers.
We have to continue to be aware when the ball's in the dirt. If it gets away from the catcher, we got to get on second.
I mean, it's pathetic. And I like this guy. This is pathetic. How do you make sure your pitchers don't get annoyed with the lack of offense?
We try to make sure that, you know, after the day is said and done, that we, you know, remind them that, hey, you can't control.
Yep. Here's Jay Bruce. He actually had a couple of hits, albeit one was an infield hit. So it can't get worse, right?
Well, you know, from the last, whatever, 5, 6, 7 games, it's really only one way to go, is, and that's up.
No, that's not keep true. Going down, actually.
No, yeah. It's, what are you talking about? You're about to play the Yankees over the weekend.
Where are you sitting today?
I always pick the seat that's like right behind home plate, a deck up, and right on the end, an aisle seat. So that's where I am. That's my favorite seat in the ballpark.
Okay.
You might have the whole section to yourself this afternoon.
Are you going
to
be heckling, or what are you
going to
be doing?
No, not at all. No, absolutely. I'm gonna go there, and I'm just going to try to enjoy the game. I mean, I'm not going to go there and be annoyed about it. I spend most of my days being annoyed about this team. I'm going to enjoy the ball game.
How many hot dogs are you going to have?
I'm thinking, you know what I like is that sausage and peppers. You know, with the peppers and onions, one of those
nice.
Premio sausages. I'm going to find one of those.
All right.
I'll put one of those down. I don't need to be a total pig, so I'll put one of those down.
Zach Wheeler, Dylan Bundy today at Citi Field for Greg. 110 is your start. I know Boomer did a Sports Minute on this. Pretty spectacular from Max Scherzer last night.
Nothing and 2 on Robertson. Max has the sign. Severino sets up away. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. He did it. It's an immaculate inning for Max Scherzer. Second in his career, third in Nationals history. He strikes out the Rays in order on 9 pitches. It does not get any better than that.
Dave Jagler, Jeez. Nationals Radio. Yeah, that was pretty good. Part of a Nats win over the Rays 4-2. I mentioned this to Al before. 99 pitches, 81 go for strikes.
You know what's
remarkable.
The amazing thing is that Jacob deGrom is right there with Max Scherzer.
Yes.
With all of his numbers, with the exception of...
Wins. And run support.
Scherzer is 10-1. Jacob deGrom is 4-0.
Yeah.
Jacob has got a 1.49 ERA. And Scherzer's got a 1.95 ERA.
Yeah. That's why when you brought up the whole Cy Young thing, you know, you could have Jacob deGrom going 6-1 this year in 32 starts with an ERA of 1.5.
If he doesn't get another win, Jacob deGrom, in the month of June, he will be the first pitcher since the dead ball era with an ERA as good as his that has fewer than 5 wins.
I believe it.
The dead ball era. Where home run Baker was leading the league with 12 home runs.
I still say the Yankees and the Mets need to make a trade because the Yankees have what the Mets need and the Mets have what the Yankees need.
Braves beat the Padres 14-1. Phillies over the Cubs 6-1. Snap a 3-game slide. Red Sox get home run number 20 from J.D. Martinez in a 6-0 win over the Tigers. Mariners beat the Astros 7-1. Dallas Keuchel now 3-8. Diamondbacks beat the Giants 3-2. Madison Bumgarner was back. Do I have time for LeBron sound or no? Make hold it for next hour, yeah? So you got Game 3 NBA Finals tonight. LeBron spoke, as did everybody yesterday. It was a big media day. And, of course, the first question was about, you know, Trump and the invite being taken away from the Eagles. Here was LeBron. Of course he did that.
It's typical of him. I'm not surprised.
He said Trump can keep his invite for the NBA champs, whoever that might be.
I mean, I know no matter who wins this series, no one wants to invite anyway. So it won't be Golden State or Cleveland going.
And one of the last comments, so really who cares about going there now?
Winning a Super Bowl or winning a Stanley Cup or winning a World Series or winning an NBA championship or a national championship is way bigger than getting invited to the White House, especially with him in there.
And so that was the first 6 minutes, basically, of the Prova 13-minute press conference. And the rest was about basketball and everything. But that's how that went. From football, you got Giants GM Dave Gettleman diagnosed with lymphoma. He will begin treatment, I guess, immediately. Prognosis said to be positive. The Jets will sign defensive back J.J. Wilcox after he spurned the 49ers because he had stage fright, I guess is the word they said. Fear of winning? I don't know.
What?
So he came to the Jets.
Oh,
seriously. I don't know. That's how the story goes.
That's
I don't
foul.
Know. Tom Brady, Rob Gronkowski did participate in minicamp for the Patriots Tuesday, so that was a story. Bill Belichick also asked about Trump yesterday.
Any reaction at all to the Eagles being snubbed?
We're focused on what we're doing. Yeah, we're focused on what we're doing today. We want to try to have a good day.
Hey, why even try?
Oh, no, they tried more. They tried asking them about the anthem stuff.
Will any of the Patriots players be fined or punished if they kneel during the national anthem in the upcoming season?
I don't think we're doing that today. We're in OTAs.
I'm just wondering if they will be fined or...
Yeah, we're focused on today. We're focused on having a good practice today. That's what we're out here for. That's what we're going to concentrate on.
I'm with you. Why bother?
Well, I mean, there's some things I get. Yeah, you got to ask him.
But why are you even asking him that?
It's such a waste of time. He's never. Kind of you think he's going to give you a minute answer, like a thoughtful answer?
He's going to go over to Burge and say, "Who the hell is that jackass?
Yeah, get him out of here.
Focus credential.
Right. Get this idiot out of here."
Garth Snow and Doug Waite revoked. They were both fired by the Islanders. Lou Lamoriello making moves already.
Lou Lamoriello is heartless, man. I mean, you know, Garth Snow hired his son, for God's sake.
He's coming in to win.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, I saw a lot of responses on Twitter. It was like the best day in Islanders history for
a lot of
the younger
fans.
Well,
you know, Garth Snow has had two hands tied behind his back. He's been, you know, trying to piecemeal a team together for years. And, you know, and I would say that from a Rangers standpoint, he's had a lot of success against our team.
Well, yes, but I mean, overall,
I know.
Well,
they couldn't find a stable goalie situation. They don't have a stable goalie situation. That's probably the biggest problem they have.
Lou comes in, Lou's got to have control.
Now, it's going to be interesting if Lou is going to be able to re-sign John Tavares. I mean,
I think this helps, doesn't it? Not the fine, but I'm saying that he's here now.
Well, you know, supposedly, you know. I can't speak for John Tavares, but you know I hear all the same things everybody else hears, that he gets along with Doug Waite, and he actually stayed with Doug Waite when he first got here. He's very close with him, and that Garth, you know, tried to support that young man as any way he possibly could.
Maybe it hurts then, all right.
Well, I don't know if it does or it doesn't. I mean, I think Lou Lamoriello is about one thing and one thing only, and that's winning. And, you know, he was, the best general manager in all of sports when he ran the Devils, because he himself was much like Garth Snow was originally with the Islanders. He was tied behind his back. Couldn't spend any money, but he was lucky. Why? Because he got Martin Brodeur. And when you get a top-flight goalie, that kind of makes everything else go away.
And lastly, the XFL hired Oliver Luck as their commissioner and CEO. That is the father of Andrew Luck, who I guess had done a lot of significant work with the NCAA. So.
Yeah, and also he was the AD at West Virginia for a while as well, so he's got a long history
there.
He was
running NFL Europe or something,
was
too,
he really?
There for a while. Yeah, so he's getting executive. He's a good name and a good guy, and somebody hopefully will give some legitimacy to the XFL.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.